Phoenix Audiobooks presents
The Hardy Boys Mystery Stories, Book Number 8, The Mystery of Cabin Island, written by Franklin W. Dixon and read by Chris Mannell.
Chapter 1. Threat on Cabin Island.
What a reward!
Joe Hardy exclaimed.
You mean we can stay at Cabin Island over the winter vacation?
Right. Starting the day after Christmas, said Frank. The whole place is ours, and Mr. Jefferson says he'll throw another mystery our way.
About what?
Wouldn't say. He'll tell us at his home tomorrow when we get the key. The Hardy boys were elated over their good luck. The young detectives recently had broken a car theft ring, and in gratitude for the return of his automobile, Elroy Jefferson, a wealthy resident of Bayport, had made the offer of his private retreat near the entrance to Barmet Bay. Impulsive, blonde-haired Joe snapped his fingers.
Frank, let's call Chet and Biff and take our ice boat over to the island. I'd like to give it a quick preview.
Okay, we can meet him at our dock. Dark-haired Frank, 18 and a year older than Joe, was just as eager to set foot on Cabin Island and also to skim over the ice, now glossy smooth after a long siege of zero weather. Joe dashed to the hall telephone and dialed the number of the Morton farmhouse. In a moment, he was speaking to Chet Morton, a beefy teammate on the Bayport High Football 11.
"What's up?"
the stout youth asked.
"Get your long johns on," Joe told him. "We're going to whip out to Cabin Island on the Seagull."